Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the New York Mets, Cal Kunz. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Johnson moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Harrelson. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Niekro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kunz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butchek fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spangler is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butchek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buczek is 0-1 in the game. Buczek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grote is 0-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buczek moves to second. 2 outs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kunz is 0-1 in the game. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kunz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Niekro is 0-1 in the game. Niekro bunts towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Phillips. The throw from Grote and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kessinger is 0-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buczek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harrelson is 0-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 0-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert is 0-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Beckert. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Beckert steals third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Spangler is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swoboda. Beckert scores. Santo goes all the way around to score. Spangler moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Spangler scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips is walked intentionally. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Niekro is 0-for-2 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buczek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buczek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan pinch hits for Jerry Grote. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Cal Koontz. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stahl hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan now catching. Hal Renef now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spangler moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips is walked intentionally. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Niekro is 0 for 3 in the game. Niekro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.